Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. This is Dr. John, and we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got Pauline Boudreau, who is a stunt actress and has a lot of experience, been in some wonderful, wonderful work, and she's going to tell us all about that, how she got started, and everything. Right now, we are, as we wait for Papa Stro Maestro to join us from the Kookalorus Film Festival, we were there this afternoon at 4 p.m. watching the premiere of Son of Clowns. That was a wonderful experience. Got to meet the producer-director, Evan Kidd. Most of the actors who were in the film, we got to meet them, and the film was just wonderful. So what we'll do, we've got Pauline with us right now. We will we'll cut away to Papa Stro. He's probably involved in something there at the Kookalorus, but he will be reporting for us here shortly. Well, Pauline, good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine. Thank you for joining us. I met you through our good friend Chris of Red Eye FX. He's someone that you and I both know in there in Wilmington.
That's right. He's awesome.
And then you came to the Cape Fear Comic Con, the Cape Fear Halloween Comic Con, and I thought it'd be wonderful if we talked a little bit with you tonight on Comic Con Stars to find out a little bit about what you do as a stunt actress and all that. First of all, where are you originally from? That's something that we've never talked about. Where are you originally from, Pauline?
I'm originally from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
New Orleans.
What a wonderful town. And how on earth did you get involved in working with stunts? I know it's a highly athletic thing, and it's rough and tumble. How did that all happen in conjunction with an acting career?
Well, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. I actually was a gymnast throughout school and into college, and I also did some theater, a lot of theater acting, mostly comedy stuff, and just one day I decided to get into film. I started doing commercials, and I got an agent. I landed my first commercial, and that was geez, I can't even tell you how many years ago. I guess I was about 15 years ago, and decided one day that I just wanted to do stunt work. A lot of things were going on in my life, and I decided I needed to go jump out of a plane. It was a pretty stressful situation for me. It was the year 2005, and Katrina hit and disrupted my home life and a lot of other issues. So, yeah, I went and jumped out of a plane as I'm skydiving down, and everything was so peaceful and stuff like that. It just came to me. It was like a big revelation. I don't want to do acting anymore. I want to do stunt work. So the next day I called my agent and found out, what do I need to do to get into stunts? And here we are.
And you certainly did. And you know what? It looks like Papa Stro Maestro has just joined us. Is that you, Papa? I guess maybe not. Someone did join us. But that's okay. So anyway, we'll keep on going.
Sure. So I ended up meeting a stunt coordinator out there in New Orleans, and started talking with him, and he said, "Well, I need for you to get your gymnastics abilities back again, and to be able to fall out the back of a truck and not be a girl about it." So I said, "Done." Started training again, and yeah, so here we are.
All right, now I got to ask. Oh, there's Papa Stro coming in from Jacksonville.
Sure.
Papa Stro, is
yeah,
that you joining us?
Yeah, if you need to go to him, go for it.
Yeah, Papa Stro, is that
Hello,
you?
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing great. We were speaking with Pauline for just a moment, and glad that you joined us. Man, I had a great time at the Kookalorus Film Festival. Thank you for inviting me to the premiere of Son of Clowns.
Oh, thank you for being there. What a great time, and some really great people. And Kookalorus Film Festival is one of the biggest film festivals in the country, so it's such an honor and a privilege to be there and have Son of Clowns be part of it.
Oh, it certainly was. I enjoyed your part in it. I enjoyed everybody's part in it. So what's happening, we watched the film, started at 4 o'clock, and then there was an exciting Q&A session. And how long did that last?
That's about 20, 25 minutes. Answer
okay.
questions mm-hmm. and about the film and kind of get the hypothesis about what the film was all about and everything. So it was a really good time.
Right. I can tell you that film had a lot of the 1950s in it in a very good way, back when there was a lot of good adult interaction in films, and it made you think. And that's one thing I enjoyed about it. The film made you think. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a journey, about one man's journey from being down on his luck to getting back up on his feet from depression and alcoholism and everything. And it's dramatic, it's inspirational, and it's a film that I think a lot of people can identify with.
Absolutely. Now, weren't you telling me that Son of Clowns will be available on Amazon Prime soon?
Absolutely, starting November 15th, and also you can get it for $1.99 on Amazon as well. So I mean,
okay.
I mean, you can't beat that. I'm very, very excited, Son of Clowns, to be on Amazon Prime demand starting November 15th. So be on the lookout for it.
Well, that sounds good, and I certainly wish Son of Clowns, Evan Kidd, yourself, and all the stars best of luck when they announce the winners for the Kookaloras.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited. Evan Kidd will be around for, you know, all weekend for the Kookaloras and everything, and we're all really excited, and that's a part of the film, and, I know even... You know, Saturday we're going to be at the Kidtopia Festival in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the Crown Expo Center from 11 to 3. And so, you know, I'm anxious to hear back from the Kookaloras, you know, how well our film did.
Well, we will wish Son of Clowns the best. And yes, Popstro Maestro will be at Kidtopia in Fayetteville, sponsored by the Fayetteville Observer. So, Dr. John, I will be there with Carolina Caricatures. We're going to have a great time. I hope everybody will come out in the Fayetteville area and see us. So, Papa Stro Maestro, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And next week, just to let everybody know, Evan Kidd, who's the producer, director, and writer of Son of Clowns, will be with us from 9:15 to 9:30. And Papa Stro, you'll be with us at that time too, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be very, very. I'm sure it'll be a very inept interview with the director, Evan Kidd. I mean, he's done great with Son of Clowns. He's got other projects going on as well. Be a great time. And I'll also mention November 15th is going to be a special date. Not only will Son of Clowns be on Amazon Prime Demand, but I will be in a special TV series on TNT starting November 15th called Good Behavior. It'll be a premiere November 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central. And it's going to be quite a shocking TV series. I mean, the title's Good Behavior, but as you'll be watching, you'll see anything but good behavior. There'll be a lot of drama going on. So be looking out for Good Behavior on TNT.
Well, that sounds good. And Papa Stro, we might just begin our broadcast an hour early so that we can all finish up in time to watch you on Good Behavior. So we'll be 8 p.m. next Thursday night. If we can, I'll check with the boss at VOC Nation, see if we can do that, and hopefully we can. And then we can all enjoy Good Behavior featuring Papa Stro Maestro.
Oh, that'll be great. If you guys like a lot of drama, I'm sure you guys enjoy Good Behavior because there'll be a lot of it.
Well, that sounds good. Well, look, thanks a lot. Now, I want to get back. Pauline was telling me a little bit about how she became a stunt star. And Pauline, I think the most interesting thing that you said, I want to pick back up, is your agent said you've got to be able to fall off of a truck and not be a girl about it.
Well, that was actually not my agent. That was one of the stunt coordinators. My agent basically told me she could not help me with that. She only helped with acting, but she's the one who told me I needed to get in touch with a stunt coordinator. So when I got in touch with the guy that does a lot of film work in New Orleans, wonderful local stunt coordinator there, he's the one who told me that. Yep, got to be able to fall out the back of a truck and not be a girl about it.
I heard that. That's right. I think Papa Stroh has fallen off of a few rings in his time, haven't you, Papa Stroh?
Yeah.
Among other things.
Exactly right. So once you started training again, then what was your first stunt role?
I started doing some precision driving for a show called 12 Rounds, and I have John Cena in it, and I actually ended up getting a little acting part in there just as the medic, you know, fixing John Cena. But that was just my first kind of break, and I met a lot of the stunt people in the industry there, some really, really big-name guys. And one of those guys remembered me and called me to double in a movie called Knucklehead. Actually had another wrestler in it, The Big Show, Paul. And so that was really my first SAG, which is, you know, the contract stunt role, was doubling a little boy who got knocked around on stage by The Big Show, who's, you know, 7 foot something. So that was great.
Yeah, it was fun. He was a pretty big guy. Papa Stroh, did you ever get to wrestle The Big Show?
Oh, yeah. I've known Paul for years. Matter of fact, I first met him back in WCW when he was known as the Giant. And Hulk Hogan introduced me to him, right? And I remember him going to high-five and going, "Hey, what's up?" And he darn near took my hand off because his hands are so huge.
They are. They're really huge. And I'm 5 foot one, so it was really funny.
Right.
I can imagine. So after you worked there with Paul, The Big Show, what transpired next? What brought you to, I guess the first thing that you and I discussed really, Pauline, about your career was, you know, when you were on The Walking Dead. So bring us up between The Big Show and getting on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, so I ended up, you know, getting on a number of little things. Olympus Has Fallen. Has Fallen was a really big movie that I got on that I really, really enjoyed. It was a really good part that I had there that I liked. I worked on Stolen, a couple other movies and things like that, Breakout Kings. Stolen had Nicolas Cage in it. That was pretty cool. But then I came out towards, I also worked on Ride Along in Atlanta. Atlanta started booming with some business, and I worked with Ice Cube on that. That was fun. And kind of came out this way towards Atlanta, Wilmington, North Carolina area and stuff. And in the transition between New Orleans and Wilmington, I stopped in Atlanta and ended up speaking with the stunt coordinator for The Walking Dead, and he called me next week, the following week, and hired me on that, which was great. You know, I had a couple of episodes that I worked on, a couple seasons there. Wonderful
right.
show.
And
great
you said,
people. Absolutely love it.
I believe you said The Grove was your favorite episode. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That was one of my favorite episodes because of what actually transpired in the actual episode itself. But I enjoyed working on that, my particular part. I worked, of course, as a walker, and but I worked as a charred walker on that one. So it took a little over 4 hours putting the makeup, getting in makeup and all that kind of stuff, and because I was a totally burned up walker. So they went into great detail. Their special effects crew is just amazing. And special effects makeup crew is just amazing. And Tyrese blows my brains out there, which was pretty fun. I pretty much die on everything I do. I also worked on another episode called Them. That was pretty cool. Abraham had to, who's no longer, well, that's been told already. I didn't want to ruin anything, but yeah, it's been told already. He's no longer there. He gets to throw me off the side of the road down a ravine, and I actually ended up breaking a rib on that one. But I kind of, went down, he threw me down about 6 times, whatever. Came back and then got into a different, role, and Carol kind of killed me in the head on something else. And then we went back to the scene with Abraham throwing me down the side of a ravine. And I guess we just, we're on a different mark, and I hit and just broke my rib. And I was like, oh, God, please say cut, please say cut, We got back up the ravine, and they go, one more time. And I'm like, okay, just kind of sucking it up. But it was pretty funny because I was very happy to have all of that walker makeup on my face, because I think it hid my facial expressions as to the pain I was in. It was funny.
Exactly. Now, you know what? You just mentioned something, and I wanted to ask both of you this question. I know you both have been injured in your jobs. Papa Stroh, you're a championship wrestler. Pauline, you're a stunt lady. Pauline, was that the most, probably the worst injury that you have had in being a stunt person?
Stunt woman? No.
Yep.
I don't know, really. Honestly, we just kind of, I suck it up a bit, we kind of suck it up if possible and not really say much about it, but I did injure, my neck on something. I did about 6 stair falls, and on one particular stair fall, I just kind of came down a little, just kind of did something a little different, for a particular time and just kind of jacked up my neck a little bit, but what was really funny about that afterwards, I'm walking around a couple weeks like, I have to go to the doctor, I got to do this, chiropractor. I ended up doing another stunt. It was a 15-foot free fall, and the landing area was kind of sketchy a little bit, kind of went curved up a bit. So instead of me landing my normal way, where I hit my back and in between the shoulder blades kind of thing, I ended up hitting my neck and ended up giving myself a chiropractic adjustment and fixed my neck from the stair fall. So it was really kind of cool.
That's
awesome. Knocked it right back into place.
Well, that's the luck of the draw on that one. Yeah. Now,
right?
Papa Stroh, now what's the worst injury that you have suffered in or out or, and around the ring?
Oh, my gosh. I can totally identify with that. I've had so many injuries through the years. I've been busted open. I've torn ligaments. I've broken bones. And I've even had to, like her, I've had to adjust myself. One time I was so out of whack, my spine was out of whack, and I was running the ropes one match, and next thing you know, wham, my whole spine just aligned, and it was like, wow, this was amazing. But, I remember one injury I had that I can recall. I had a match up in Cleveland, Ohio, with a guy named Balls Mahoney, who's no longer with us. He used to wrestle the ECW years ago, and I went to do a dive on top of him from the top rope. And as I'm in the air, and, you know, I knew he's like over 300 pounds. I knew he can catch me, right? A fan ran in between us as I'm coming down. And to avoid hitting a fan, I had to shift my body to avoid the fan to land on Boss Mahoney. And then in the process, I fell awkwardly on my leg, which it tore a ligament in the back of my leg, right? So I'm like a three-legged table now the rest of the match, and the match is still going, and I'm still going, and the finish of the match is I picked Big Boss Mahoney up in like a German suplex, and that was like the most painful suplex I ever executed in my entire life. The pain just shot through the back of my leg, and I even wrestled matches after that, right? But it was just like it was so hard because even like if someone would run in place in the ring, I would feel the vibrations through my leg as they run in place in the ring, and then just like it just killed for a while. I just couldn't wait for that darn thing to heal.
Well, listen here, I really respect both of you for what you do. I mean, it's just a terrible thing.
I hope none of the coordinators are listening to that.
Well, that's okay. Let's put it this way. Those stunt coordinators have probably had their share of injuries too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, Pauline, you sent me some notes, and they're really interesting. What did you really like about Olympus Has Fallen? This is some neat stuff.
Oh, yeah. I really, really, I enjoyed working with Aaron Eckert and Melissa Leo. They're just some awesome people. And they were, you know, Melissa Leo and I got a chance to really talk it out. Our lives seemed to be a little bit similar and stuff like that. But I think, Antoine Fuqua, the director, was amazing director. And, he changed things up a lot. And I really got to do a bit of acting there with being a stunt performer. A lot of times we don't get to do the acting roles and because we're doubling for the actor or something like that. And so I really enjoyed, getting my brains blown out once again on this one. And the death scene was really just moving. I ended up going to watch it in theaters, of course, and man, if I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I hope you get a chance to watch it. It gets really, really intense, a big buildup, and when it comes to my scene and, the guy, blows me away, it's just so shocking. In the audience, there was a gentleman in front of me who just was like, oh, no. I guess being a woman and having that happen, it was just, and the buildup getting to it, it's just a really intense moment, and I was really happy that was my moment, there was a lot of, killing, shooting and whatnot in there, but it just kind of climaxed at that point. And so I was really excited that I got to be, at that particular moment in the story. And it came across so well in the film. I was glad to bring Mr. Fuqua's vision to life there.
And I guess the key thing is you heard a fan watching you on the film. He believed it.
Yes, that's the biggest thing is, and it wasn't just him. It was a lot of people in the audience. They all made gasping noises, or kind of a creak. They just couldn't believe. They were very much into it. It really brought the reality of the situation to life, and that just really, I really enjoy seeing how the audience reacts and stuff. It kind of made me miss a lot of theater that I used to do. You get to, of course, see everyone's reaction on the spot. So to have a film like that cause such a reaction and be so believable, in a sense, we all know it's a movie and it's very dramatic, but to be caught up in it and be able to see that excitement and be a part of that was just really great.
Exactly. Papa Stro, I know you've had the same thing happen. When something goes so well in the ring, it's just like a well-oiled machine, and the crowd goes crazy, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's really, the bigger the crowd and to hear them into everything you do, I mean, it's a rush like no other. I mean, anybody that's been involved in entertainment and sports and whatever, I mean, they can appreciate that, you know, I mean, because it's, I mean, no, nothing can get you to that high like having an audience totally into what you're doing. It's just amazing.
Right.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting how similar the professions are. As I talk to the two of you tonight, you know, the stories are similar. And they're good, and the excitement that you bring to people, you two really bring the physical action to life, as you do stunts or as your wrestling. I think that's great. Now, let's see, Pauline, you also told me a little bit about doubling for Mindy Sterling in the pilot, The Detour.
Yes, The Detour. I believe it's on television still. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, Mindy Sterling, she is amazing. She was was in Austin Powers movie. Wonderful woman, red hair. She's just so funny, and I doubled her. It was a really good double for her. It was really interesting, but she and I just kind of sat there waiting to go on, waiting for our turn and such, and we started talking and sharing life stories and everything, and man, she ended up walking, you know, coming up to me and telling me that I was truly her hero. I'm like, what? You're telling me that. I should be telling you that, but we had some similarities as well, and it's just really nice to meet different people, you know, especially the stars and stuff like that, and you just get to see that, you know, you guys are, everyone's just an equal, you know, and we just kind of bounce off of each other and take each other's, you know, thoughts and suggestions and sharing lives, and, you know, it's just, I really love working in this industry, you know, it's really fun, and life, you know, sometimes, you know, we have our ups and downs and such, and to be able to break out of reality for a little while and become someone else and bring that to the screen for other people to be entertained and to maybe kind of hop out of their life for a little bit and, you know, come watch us on the big screen or television or in the ring or something like that, you know, it's great. Everyone kind of just needs a break, you know, from reality. So if I can bring a smile or a tear or anything moving to anyone, any kind of emotions, be a part of that, I just love that, you know. We only have one life, so let's just, you know, be happy, be entertained, enjoy it, you know. It's a great industry.
Well, it certainly is, and I'll tell you what you just did there is a lot like the closing monologue on Son of Clowns. It's really what that movie was about. What you just talked about, that's really what your job is about. Papa Stro, can you, from what you do, can you add your wrestling perspective to what Pauline just said?
You know, Pauline just pretty much summed it up right there. You know, it's all about entertaining the masses, entertaining the people, give them great stories to live vicariously through the way we portray them, and to be intertwined. Because, I mean, bottom line is we're all intertwined together. From us telling the stories to the fans watching our stories and enjoying our stories, I mean, you can't have one without the other. So it takes all of us to make everything great and make it a happy, better place to live. hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if it wouldn't be for the fans, oh, my gosh, you know, we wouldn't have work. So I'm definitely appreciative to you guys out there, you know. Thank you so much for coming to see us and bringing it to life and stuff like that we do, you know.
Exactly. I can tell you, Pauline, last week I interviewed Papa Stroh. Don't get to do that very often, but we started talking about, and Papa Stroh, this story is going to follow you for the rest of your life. I've probably had people call our listeners. Pauline, he talked about Matt Man. It was a wrestling, it was an attempt to imitate Batman, but it was Matt Man, and he had me in stitches. I couldn't stop laughing right here on Comic-Con Stars, and I've had no less than six people have called me and said, I listened to that. That is the funniest story. In fact, cosplay champion Teddy Braswell called me up and said, if you ever do Matt Man again, I want to play Matt Man. You have now put something into the annals of storytelling that will live with you forever.
I'm glad I could help.
Oh, you did. You brought a lot of joy to folks. And Pauline, you brought a lot of joy to people too. Is there anything else, Pauline, that you'd like to add about some of the projects? I know we can't always talk about all the projects we're working on, but what are you working on right now that you could tell us a little bit about?
Actually, I just finished coordinating a show called The Rack Pack. Just had a little bit of stunt in there, just doubled a kid, and that should be coming in theaters next year sometime. It's basically a true life story based off of someone, you know, based off of true facts, and about a kid growing up and the different things, you know, with his family, and I don't know, finding some treasure or something to that effect. But that's,
I'm in that,
you know,
I'm
so
in that film also.
Oh, really? Okay, then you can probably help more. I really did the stunt work in there and a little bit of stuff there. Yeah, that's so interesting. So that comes out. Well, then you could probably tell more about it than I could, you know. I was there just for those days. But, so that's coming up. Really don't have anything. I'm just kind of working on, you know, just training and always need to be training and stuff like that. We'll see. We'll definitely let you know what's coming up. I have I think January or February of next year, The Have and Have Nots. It's a TV series by Tyler Perry. That's the next thing that I'm in that will be shown. That's actually when I did those stair falls I was telling you about. I doubled Renee Lawless on that show, and hope to get more work with Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry's a great director, a wonderful man to work with. Just had his movie out in theaters, Boo, a Madea Halloween. If anyone got to see that, I got to, I worked in that show doing a little little prison fight on the bus. Little girl action prison fight going there. It was funny.
Well,
I'd
like to ask both of you. I'm sorry, what did you say, Pauline?
No, I just said that's it so far. Hopefully, you know, things are going to start picking up pretty soon after the holidays and stuff, you know.
Exactly. Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like for us to engineer a little event when the Rack Pack comes out, and we will honor both of you because you're friends of Comic-Con Stars here in the Wilmington area. So maybe we can do a little event when that comes out and people can come out and meet both of you.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Okay, well, good. I'm glad both of you think that's a good idea. That's one reason I asked you, Pauline, about what have you just been doing, because I knew that Papa Stroh had told me that he was on the Rack Pack as well. Now, who do you play? Again, Papa Stroh, who do you play on the Rack Pack?
I'm pretty much playing much Joe Pesci role, one of the crooks, and the kids kind of give us a hard time in the film. So.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. The Joe Pesci role.
That's
a good one. All right. Well, Pauline and Papa Stroh, thank you so much for joining us on Comic-Con Stars this evening. It was great speaking with both of you. I'd like to have you both back sometime sooner than later. And, Pauline, let us know what projects you're in, and we'll be sure to let everyone know. Papa Stroh, now you're going to be with me next week when we talk to Evan Kidd.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Good, and I will check with VOC Nation to see if we can move our show to 8 o'clock so that we can all go watch Good Behavior at 9 Eastern time. So I will make that announcement on the website here in a couple of days. So I'd like to thank both of you for being on Comic-Con Stars tonight. It was great. It was wonderful talking with both of you and everybody else.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you next week.
You are welcome,
Pauline. And thanks for having both of you here. And I will make the announcement next in a couple of days as to what time we will be broadcasting next week. So thanks a lot. Have a great week. Papa Stroh, we'll see you Saturday at the Crown Center in Fayetteville.
Can't wait.
And you guys be safe.
Thank you very much. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye.